Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we are on site at Sally Morrow Elementary, where we are joined by four student government representatives. We've got Sammy, Mia, Harper, and JC alongside us today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Now, it's always a fun time getting to talk to student government leaders, because you guys are kind of the heart that keeps this school going. You help keep the students in line, and you help lead and plan events. So let's talk about it. What made you want to get into student government?
Well, in first grade, this girl would always talk about how I was different from everybody, and then my outfit looked weird, and she said that I just didn't fit in. And then this student government, someone in student government council, she stuck up for me, and ever since first grade, I've always wanted to be in student government and help with people, too.
No, and that's the great story. You're getting into student government for the right reasons. You know, some people might want to get into it for the fame and recognition that comes alongside it, but you're doing this to help people, and I think that's a very admirable thing to do.
I'm also here to help people because I didn't like seeing other people get bullied like Sammy.
You know, again, it goes back to helping everyone. That's what you guys do so well here at the student government.
Same, and I just wanted to make the school a better place for everybody.
You know, that's something that it's a great place to start. And as you'll learn as you get older, too, that these are the roles that are really going to help you make the most difference. So kudos to you for getting involved with student government early.
Just seeing, like, all the wonderful things that they do just makes me really happy inside, and when I do something kind, it just makes me feel, like, joy.
And, you know, I think we all get that feeling of joy when we do something kind, and you guys get to do a lot of kind things as a part of student government, like we talked about. So it's been an exciting year so far. Crazy to think. We're already halfway through it, almost to Christmas break. What have you guys been doing on student government so far? We'll just open it up to everyone.
Mia had an amazing idea for a buddy bench.
So we're getting a buddy bench for the older kids' playground, and we're gonna make a sign and everything. And like a buddy bench is like when you like don't have someone to play with at recess, you can go sit on the buddy bench, and somebody would go and say, "Hey, do you want to play with us?"
I love that idea so much. It's a great way to get everyone involved. Make sure no one's left out while you guys are out during recess, just enjoying yourselves, making sure everyone's included. Now, what else outside of the buddy bench have you guys been doing with the student government?
We're going to do a candy cane sale this upcoming week, and we're going to do sucker sales further through the year, and we went to this leadership conference that was, like, amazing, and it talked about, there was, like, a teacher that really stood out to me the most, where it said 20% more kindness and 20% less hate.
And I think that's a good goal to aim for. If you can put 20% more kindness out there, you're making all the difference in the world. Now, I got to ask with the candy cane sale, you have a favorite kind of candy cane? You like the mint? You like the more fruit-flavored ones? Do you have any preference there?
Well, they're all really good. The hot chocolate one's pretty good.
I have to say, I've never had a hot chocolate one, so that sounds absolutely delicious. Now, anything else you guys been doing on student government before we jump into the conference?
And candy cane sales aren't just us doing it. It's also everyone else who's helping with it. Everyone else who's buying candy canes to raise money for our conference. We drive to the conference, so when we sell candy canes, and we also sell suckers. When we do that, it raises money so that we can get to the conference.
You know, those fundraisers, they're always a challenge to put on because you put in a lot of work. You've got volunteers who are putting in a lot of work, but in the end, they're so worth it when you get to do what you're raising those funds for. So let's talk about that leadership conference you guys were able to attend for a second, because that sounds like it was a whole lot of fun. We were talking beforehand. You all have some quotes that you chose from it that you really liked.
My favorite quote is, "In spite of everything, I still believe it that people are really good at heart." Anne Frank.
That is a very good quote, and from a very powerful person. Always love hearing quotes like that.
Mine's 20% more love and 20% less hate.
We've talked about that one a few times, and I just love it. That's something that I think, as an adult, I want to start putting into my life. And so you guys definitely have had an influence on me today.
My favorite was, "A ship in harbor is safe, but that is not what ships are built for."
I love that quote as well. It's something that inspires you to try to kind of get out there, try some new things.
Mine was smile more. There, she just talked about smiling more, and it makes somebody's day.
You know, that's something I noticed as soon as all of you walked into the room. Your smiles were just infectious. You're all so happy to be here, happy to serve your school. It's always so fun to see. Now, looking ahead to the rest of the year, what do you guys have coming up for student government? We talked about the busy first half of the year. What are you guys aiming for in the spring?
We are just aiming, so we clean up trash once in a while around our playground, and earlier, just a few weeks ago, we did a food drive, and so it was like we raised so much money, and with all of our help, it was just fantastic.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Any more fun plans for the rest of the school year, whether it be with student government or just as students in general?
Throughout the whole year, we have a recycling bin in basically everyone's room. And we go around and put them and in this can to recycle them so they can be turned into something new.
And you know, getting recycling started is always so funny. You know, reduce, reuse, recycle, that's the best way to do it, and that's the best way to protect Mother Earth. So much fun to be had. Now, unfortunately, you guys, we are starting to run out of time, but is there anything you want to leave off? Anything, anyone you want to thank here at the school?
Our teachers.
And all the work that they put in to make this school year amazing.
Mm-hmm. And everybody, even the kids who have, 'cause without their support and help for, buying candy cane sales and suckers, this just wouldn't be possible without them either.
Yeah, they make the whole school amazing.
That they do, and you guys help make this school so amazing. It was a pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guests today, we're talking to four student government representatives from Sally Morrow. We've got Sammy, Mia, Harper, and JC, and we're talking about how the school year has been going so far. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.